W8FI, W8FI, W8FSM.
Hey, Fred, just to let you know, there's going to be a watch coming out here soon. I got to get the copy in my hand. KDTX.
Alrighty, figured. Andrew, you hear me? Here's our storm watch number 321.
As soon as I get the copy, Fred, I'll read it. KDTX.
But I got the copy.
Fred, I don't know why I don't have a copy of it yet here on the desk. Go ahead and read it if you want, KDTX, because I can't get a copy of it right now for some reason.
Okay, National Weather Service, this is severe thunderstorm watch number 321, in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties in Michigan. It's going to be the southern half of the CWA, it looks like. Yeah, it's going to be for Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, Huron, or Sanilac, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Monroe, basically all that whole line south. Here you go. Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne until 9. You should have the text on the printer now. Did you get the text there, Tedley? W8FI, WFSM.
Hello, KUH.
There we go. Is it linked now? Eric.
Well, I keyed up, linked my 900 into TJ's machine here, and I didn't hear your repeater come back, so I thought I'd check to make sure the link was up. Was it not up?
No, I was just texting TJ, because Andrew was on Detroit and he wasn't hearing me. Alright.
Alright, yeah, I heard you call from a DMR, and I thought maybe that might be the case, so I figured I'd check it out. We are up and running. Okay, you
betcha. Thank you, come again. W8FSM. Severe thunderstorm. Watch. Number 321 in effect until 9 p.m. for 11 counties in the CWA, Genesee, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne. We'll see, Tedley, are you finally back?
Yeah, we finally got stuff rolling here. I'm going to throw out the net right now. I don't believe we have any warnings, so I'm going to do the net preamble.
Alrighty. WFSM.
Thanks, Fred. This is Ted, NHZSA, your net control station for the disactivation of the MyCon Skywarn net. This net is being activated at this local time of 14:03 from the National Weather Service Forecast Office in White Lake, Michigan. This net covers all 17 counties under White Lake's warning responsibility. The MyCon net is a control net utilizing the key station concept. The net control station for this network communicates with one authorized key station from each of the 17 counties. The county key stations monitor and compile weather observations from their local nets and communicate pertinent information to MyCon using a time effect location reporting system. The status of MyCon net, along with any other pertinent weather statements, will be communicated 15 and 45 minutes past the hour. A roll call will be taken each hour, on the hour, and half hour, depending on the net status. And I know you guys have already heard the statement, but we'll read it again here. National Weather Service Troy Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 321. It's in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for the following areas. This takes up 11 counties of our 17. In southeast Michigan, Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. Break. When checking into the MyCon net individually or using an EOC or club call sign, please indicate the EOC or club call sign in addition to stating your operator's call sign, phonetically, your name, and your local net status. Any time initial key station changes, the MICON NCS needs to be informed of the new station for the net log. And I'll stand by for some check-ins. Is there any key counties, stations wishing to check in the net now? If there are, please come now. This is KDTX National Weather, White Lake.
Any ZSA, KUH.
Station calling.
Yeah, Ted, it's Eric, KUH, down here in Monroe County. I got to hit some DTMFs on my repeater here to change some things. I just didn't want to interrupt. It didn't sound like anybody was checking in, so if you don't mind, I'm going to do that.
Go right ahead, KDTX.
All done. Thank you, sir. Good luck. Hope it doesn't go late. KUH.
Well, I don't mind, but I'm sure my son's sitting next to me here at the weather service. Hope it's done and gone here in the next couple hours. Thanks a lot. KDTX. This is KDTX. Severe Thunderstorm Watch 321 is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight this evening for 11 of our counties. Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. Any key county station wishing to check in the net, please call now.
Wayne County to my county.
Go ahead, Wayne County. You drop out once in a while, but I got everything you were saying that last time. Are you in standby there, Andrew?
No problem.
You dropped out again. Andrew, try to see what else you could do. I'll have you checked in at 1422 down here at MICON. Katie checks.
I was asking where he was at, Fred. Casey to help you.
House in Livonia, I think. Says they can get into the 533 without an issue, and I'm like, that's a VHF, buddy. This is UHF. You may have a UHF issue.
Well, I'm looking at a map here in front of me, and Livonia is about the same distance from the repeater as my house. I can get in with my HD from in my house, so. Actually, I usually can get in from the basement in my house. So. Yeah.
You know the users, it's always the repeater's fault. To be FSM.
Yes, I know. I know this full well. I get that at work, too.
Remote basing it at about 10 watts down here in Monroe County. Am I working?
Yes, solid as can be, here.
Yeah, and I was 5 watts from Mount Holly, so. Poor Andrew. All right, WFSM.
All right, back to scooping cat boxes. My life is exciting. KUH.
Man, I'm surprised they haven't heard Genesee yet. They got their net going.
Yeah, KDTX from Key Lake Whiskey Expert.
Kilo 8 Whiskey X-ray, excuse me, stumbled there a little bit. Go ahead.
Ted, it's Bob here from Wayne County. Are the last 4 of your number 4077 by chance?
Negative. That number's been changed.
Okay, because Andy and I are talking on Facebook and everything, and it's out of curiosity, how am I making it into the system?
All right. If Andrew's going to try to be NCS down there, have him call NWS if he's got a direct phone number for it, and I can give him my cell that way because I don't want to broadcast it over the air. Andrew, if you can hear me, call NWS so I can get you my information so I, you know, can get messages back and forth to you until you figure your problem out. KDTX.
to answer the other person's question, you're getting perfectly fine.
Thank you, sir. KDTX.
He's an answer on Facebook. So if I get back to him on Facebook, what now? I'll let you know what's going on. He's a weightless key expert. Thank you, guys.
This is KDTX, National Weather Service in White Lake. National Weather Service, Detroit Finance has issued a severe thunderstorm watch, number 321, in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for the following areas. This takes 11 counties of our 17. Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. This is KDTX, National Weather.
Station, stand by. Shiawassee, you have a statement. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Shiawassee County in southeastern Michigan until 3:30 p.m. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Shiawassee County in southeast Michigan until 3:30 p.m. At 2:29, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from St. John's to 5 miles north of DeWitt to Edgemont Park, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorms will be near Langsburg at 2:45, Carlin and Shaftsburg at 2:50, Perry and Morris at 2:55, Henderson, Owosso at 3 p.m., Corona and Bancroft at 3:05, Vernon and Durand at 3:10 p.m. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Shiawassee County until 3:30 p.m.
Thanks, Fred. I'm back here at the desk, KDTX.
Yep, WS.
Wayne County to Mike on.
Wayne County, go ahead and make it brief. I got a warning to read here.
I got my order.
All noise, sorry. This is National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac, KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Lenawee County in southeast Michigan until 3:30. At 2:33 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Hudson and moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazard 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source radar indicated. The severe thunderstorm will be near Cadmus and Rome Center around 2:50 p.m., Sand Creek around 2:55, Adrian and Tipton around 3:05, Palmyra around 3:15, Holloway and Tecumseh around 3:20, Ridgeway around 3:25. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Tecumseh, Deerfield, Cement City, Adrian, Onstead, Clinton, Britton, Addison, Hudson, Clayton, and Blissfield. Says KDTX National Weather Service, severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Lenawee County until 3:30. Information out at 1438. Says KDTX with an update for Shiawassee County. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Shiawassee County until 3:30. At 2:46, severe thunderstorm will be were located along a line extending from Elsie to Langsburg to Hazlitt and moving east at 40 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust with a hazard. And the severe thunderstorms will be near Carlin and Perry around 2:55. Henderson and Owosso around 3. Corona and Bancroft around 3:05. Vernon around 3:10. Judville and Durand around 3:15. And New Lothrop around 3:20. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations, which is Perry, Maurice, Durand, Bancroft, Owosso, Langsburg, Corona, New Lothrop, Henderson, and Byron. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. Information out, 1429. And severe thunderstorm watch number 321 is in effect until 9 p.m. All stations, just be advised, I may be having a new operator come in and train during this operation. So, he may stumble a little bit, so try not to bust his cojones too bad. This is KDTX National Weather.
Wayne County to Micon.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, I think I got all my problems.
Well, at least you thought you did. All I heard is, okay, I got all my prep, and then you dropped out.
Okay, let's give this one more shot. If nothing else, I can get somebody else to take key station.
Okay, that last one was okay.
Okay, well, as long as I'm coming through as two transmissions in a row, then we'll call it good for now. I do have somebody, you know, Bob on our other net who can take over if something goes south on my end here. So, like I said, currently we're in standby and just waiting for stuff to show up.
Okay, real good. Okay, break. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Lenawee County until 3:30. At 2:54 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Adrian and moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazard 60-mile-an-hour wind source is the primary threat. Quarter-size hail as well. Severe thunderstorm will be near Adrian and Tipton around 3:05, Palmyra around 3:15, Holloway and Tecumseh around 3:20, Ridgeway around 3:25, Britton and Macon around 3:30. This is KDTX National Weather Service, and severe thunderstorm watch number 321 is still in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. KDTX information out of 1456. This is KDTX of the National Weather Service, White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Livingston County in southeast Michigan has been issued until 4 p.m. at 2:58. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Owosso to Perry to Williamson and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazard for 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Severe thunderstorms will be near Conway Township around 3:10, Fowlerville around 3:15, Cahokta around 3:20, Oak Grove and Deerfield Township around 3:25, Howell around 3:30, and Tyrone Township around 3:35. This is KDTX National Weather Service, White Lake. Information out, 1500.
Livingston County copies, KTAJB.
Okay, you're going to go to condition yellow, Livingston?
Yeah, we'll go to yellow, KTAJB.
Thank you, sir. KDTX.
KDTX, the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Lenawee County until 3:30 p.m. At 3:07 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Adrian and moving east at 25 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will be near Holloway and Palmyra around 3:30 p.m. The warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Tecumseh, Deerfield, Cement City, Adrian, Onsted, Clinton, Britton, Addison, Hudson, Clayton, and Bus PTX. A severe thunderstorm warning for southern Genesee County in southeast Michigan until 4:15 p.m. At 3:30 line, extending from Durand to Byron to Cocotaw and moving east at 40 miles. Severe thunderstorms will be near Gaines around 3:20 p.m., Swartz Creek and Argentine around 3:25 p.m., Rankin and Linden around 3:30 p.m., Fenton around 3:35 p.m., Grand Blanc around 3:40 p.m., Atlas around 3:45 p.m. This is KADTX.
KADIRG, net control. KADIRG, KADTX.
Station calling, you're scratchy. Please go ahead.
KADIRG taking over Genesee County.
Okay, you gotta go a little bit slower. What's your call?
KADIRG.
Okay, can I get your name and what is your net status?
This is James for Genesee County, condition yellow.
At 1519, thank you, sir. KDTX, Washtenaw County.
Washtenaw.
Yeah, Washtenaw, just by off chance, do you have any communication with Lenawee County?
No, I don't. They haven't checked in, which they do from time to time on our own net, but we can relay a message to them if you have anything that you need to relay to their local net. No problem.
Okay, we just had a wind report, and it was saying 81 mile an hour. I'm just wondering if they had any spotters out in the field. I haven't been officially asked to get a message to them, but I was just curious if you had any communication with them, just in case.
Yeah, okay, we can extend a link to them. Where that cell is, they're right near Adrian.
That's correct, Mark.
Okay, stand by.
Thank you, sir. KGTX.
Washington on Micon, no response on the Lenawee net. N8MWD.
Genesee County.
Genesee County, go ahead.
Yeah, Genesee, we just had a phone call come in here. It said there's a possible wall cloud spotted around Mott Community College. Do you have any spotters out in that area that can confirm that?
Stand by.
Thank you.
KADTX, the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southern Genesee County until 4:15-2. Severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Lent to Linden and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorms will be near Rankin around 3:35 p.m. This warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Swartz Creek, Goodrich, Linden, Gaines, Grand Blanc, and Fenton. This is KADTX.
Washtenaw to Micon with a Lenawee County report.
Okay, go ahead, Washtenaw.
At 15:25, a retired law enforcement officer reporting 3/4-inch hail in downtown Adrian. He's one of our retirees, so he just knew to call here. 3/4-inch hail, downtown Adrian, 15:25.
Got it. Thanks, Mark. KG checks.
KADTX, Livingston County.
Livingston County.
Yeah, I wanted to pass this along. Untrained spotter reported high winds at Grand River and Highlander Way, and some power lines down. KCABAB.
Okay, stand by. I'm going to have you repeat that for the operator again. Any estimate? I know it's going to be estimated, but did they give you any indication of what those winds were?
Negative on the wind speed. It's knocked down some power lines and it's bending the power poles, so we can guess it's 35, 45 maybe. And power lines down near that location, Grand River and Highlander Way, Howell, the city of Howell.
Okay, message received at 15:28. Thank you, Livingston. Go ahead, Genesee. By the way, if you can up your power, that would help. You're really scratchy, but go ahead.
Negative on the wall cloud, some wide-scale rotation, kind of in the whole storm system, but mostly scud, no wall cloud.
Thank you for that confirmation. KG checks.
KADTX, a severe thunderstorm warning. For the severe thunderstorm is located 5 miles east of Adrian, Blissfield around 3:35, Riga around 3:40, Britton around 3:45, Deerfield around 3:50, 4 o'clock, Dundee around 4:10. Break. KADTX, a severe. KADTX, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southern Genesee County until 4:15 p.m. At 3:22, severe thunderstorms will be near Rankin around 3:35, Grand Blanc around 3:45, Atlas and Goodrich around 3:50 p.m. Break. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern line of storms, which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. However, heavy rain is still possible with these thunderstorms.
KDTX from National Weather Service in White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northern Livingston County until 4 p.m. At 3:30, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Fenton to Oak Grove to Howell and moving east at 40 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are primary threats. Severe thunderstorms will be near Heartland around 3:40. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, information out, 1536. Lapeer County, go ahead, Tom.
Bump us to yellow, please.
Okay, you're a little scratchy. Did you say put you in yellow?
Sir, yellow.
Message received at 1537. Thank you, KDTX.
KDTX.
Genesee County, KDTX.
Go ahead, Genesee.
Genesee County, we just received a rotation report from Train Spotter. 75 in Hill Road, positive rotation. It is between 75 and 23 on Hill Road.
And well, I cannot read his writing. Give me the name again.
It's going to be Interstate 75, by 75 and Hill Road, Genesee County.
Okay, copy. KDTX out. The line of storms, which prompted the warning, is weakening. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Monroe and eastern Lenawee County until 4:45 p.m. around 4:30. LaSalle and Schofield around 4:35. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Washtenaw County and southeast Michigan until 4:45 p.m. At 3:14, around 4 o'clock, Ann Arbor and Pittsfield Township, around Willis, Saline, Ann Arbor, Dixboro, Milan, Ypsilanti, and Manchester. This is KDTX.
This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Livingston County is canceled. This is KDTX, National Weather.
KDTX, Livingston County.
Oh.
Yeah, did you say our severe thunderstorm was canceled for Livingston County?
For northern Livingston, yes.
Okay, thank you. Stand by for a report here in a few minutes. KCAVB.
KDTX, clear.
Stand by, Livingston. We got another statement to read, and we'll get your report in a second.
The warning includes areas surrounding these locations, Swartz Creek, Grand Blanc. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southern Genesee County until 4:15 p.m. near Grand Blanc and moving east at 40 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will be near Atlas around 3:55, Goodrich around 4 p.m. in these locations, Swartz Creek, Grand Blanc, and Goodrich. This is Kate. Mike Conn, Livingston County.
Hey, DTX, Livingston County. Yeah, we're now in condition green. And we do have some reports of some trees down. As soon as I get the information on that, I will pass that along to you. We have one on top of a vehicle, but no one injured. KCAVB.
Okay, DTX and clear. Ottawa Lake, Lunapeer, and Dundee. This is KADTX, a severe thunderstorm warning. The severe thunderstorm will be near Saline around 4:05, Pittsfield, and Ann Arbor around 4:10, Ypsilanti around 4:15, Whitaker around 4:20, Willis around 4:25. The warning includes surrounding areas, Willis.
KADTX, Livingston County.
KADTX, go.
Yeah, I've got a damage report on that down tree if you want to take it.
Okay, go ahead. Go slow.
Okay, tree down on a car blocking Bauer Road at Cunningham Lake Road in Genoa Township. And the time of that was 1547.
Cross street again, please.
Cunningham Lake Road. Cunningham Lake Road. KCAVB.
Time reported again, please.
Approximately 1547, and it's unknown size, KCAVUV.
Washtenaw, Micon, flooding report.
Stand by, please. Go ahead, Washtenaw.
Train spotter at 1602 reporting residential flooding. City of Chelsea, Grant and Mill. Grant and Mill. That's a report of 6 inches of water in the streets, overtopping the curb.
1602. Thanks for watching our KGTX out.
KADTX, Livingston County.
KADTX, go Livingston.
And I've got another report, flooding across the road, curb to curb, 6 inches deep at M36 and just west of Pettyville Road. And the reporting time on that was 1552, KCAVUV.
1552?
That's correct.
Thank you, Livingston. KADTX out. KADTX to Livingston.
KADTX, I'm just kind of go ahead.
Yeah, you said M36 west of Pettyville. What city is that close by, do you know?
That's just east of Pinckney, just east of Pinckney.
Okay, thank you, Livingston. KADTX clear.
KCAVAB. KADTX, Livingston County.
Stand by, Livingston. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning for Monroe County is canceled. Storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, 1626. Lapeer County. Street name, please, because you're scratchy. Try to go real slow and phonetically spell it if you could, please.
Okay, say again. Hutchins Hotel, Uniform, Tango, Charles Hotel, Echo, November, Sierra.
And you're seeing lightning strike, house on fire currently?
Yes.
1628, KDTX.
KDTX, this is the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Washtenaw County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning is weakened in the area. However, heavy rain is still possible with this thunderstorm. In addition, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. This X, the National Weather Service in Detroit Pontiac, has issued a severe thunderstorm off East Michigan. Southern St. Clair County in southeast Michigan until 5:30 p.m. At 4:35, severe thunderstorms are located along 55, Adair, and Anchorville around 5 p.m. Rattle Run and per 505, St. Clair and Marine City around 5:10. The warning includes surrounding these locations: St. Clair, New Baltimore, Marysville, Harsons Island, Sterling Heights, Armada, St. Clair Shores, Richmond, Memphis, Macomb Township, and Algonac.
KSKMB, Macomb County.
Macomb, did you just call a report in here in a funnel cloud?
Yeah, roger that, Ted. Unconfirmed at this time. Came in via the sheriff. They said sirens off across the county. Unconfirmed on the ham side at this time.
Okay, and you were the one that called it in on statewide 2, right?
Roger that, sir.
First time I'm reporting anything.
Okay, I got a double there. I only want to hear from Paul. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Paul, could you give me a call on the phone, please, KDTX, if you've got time.
Roger, copy, Ted. Give me a minute. KCABDK.
The National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Macomb County is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the Warren. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southeastern St. Clair County until 5:30 p.m. At 5:01 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Memphis to 7 miles east of Richmond to 10 miles east of St. Clair Shores, and severe thunderstorms will be near Marysville and St. Clair around 5:15 p.m. This warning includes areas surrounding these locations: St. Clair, Harrison's Island, Marysville, Algonac, and Marine City. This is
KDTX Livingston County.
Go ahead, Livingston, KDTX.
Yeah, on the damage report at Bauer and Cunningham Lake Road, the diameter on that tree was 1.5 feet. 1.5 feet.
Okay, copy. Cunningham Lake Road, correct?
Yep, that's the one I reported earlier. We just got a measurement on it.
1.5?
Yeah, 18 inches, 1.5 feet.
Okay, copy, KDTX.
KCAVV.
Get busy on my logging database, mister.
25% of the way
this
done.
This is KDTX, National Weather Service. National Weather Service has canceled severe thunderstorm watch number 321 for the following areas. In Michigan, this cancels 11 counties: Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. So that does it for this one, guys. I appreciate all counties that participated in today's net. Today's new net operator, Kip Kammer, NAKIP, did a fine job, and now he's got to go back to the mental hospital where I sprung him from earlier because he forgot his crayons there, and he's got to get back to them. This is KDTX, clear at 1722. Okay, officially, this just sprang for the printer. Severe thunderstorm warning for St. Clair County is now canceled, and it will expire at 5:30. This is KDTX, National Weather.
WNFSF.
Hey, Fred.
Hello.
What's up?
Just getting back from the tower site. Had a small RF-induced AM electrical fire.
Oh?
Yep. One of my guys was trying to reset something. Dropped the cord because he heard it saying, he said it was hearing music and arcing. He dropped the cord right on a hot bolt inside of a tuner, caught the electrical wiring on fire. Good times.
Okay.
You know, at an AM tower site, there's the ATUs, tuning coils, at the bottom of the towers, since the towers are hot.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, what was he doing so close when they were hot?
It's only a 1 kilowatt, so you can actually go into the, there's an actual dog shed down below, and as long as you're careful, you know, you don't touch certain things, you're fine. Well, he wasn't supposed to touch something. When he grabbed the wire he was trying to grab and unplug, you should have just hit the switch on the front of the UPS and then turned the UPS back on. But he grabbed the wire out of the back of the UPS and yanked it and then dropped it. And when it dropped, because it wasn't secured up properly, it, yeah.
so we need to go put an AM tower back online.
Had to redo the electrical wiring for our stuff to the tower lighting choke. I had to turn the AM station A off. So, just went and fixed all that, and now we're back up, and so is the AM station. So, good times this evening. It's kind of weird hearing him come over the air on the radio. He goes, "It's on fire!" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "It's on fire! The building is on fire, or what?" He goes, "No, the electrical wire is on fire. Do I need to call the fire department?" I'm like, "As long as the building is on fire, if it's just the electrical wiring," I said, "we can put a fire extinguisher on it. If the building catches fire, then call them, but they won't be able to put water on it until the tower or the transmitter's off." So I just had a little fun this evening. Ugh.